Hi, this is Tamara Oviatt at Sacred Activations. This deactivation is deactivating you from the beliefs that life is hard, you have to struggle to survive, and survival is a struggle. And, you know, if you're in that loop of beliefs, then you're also always going to be in a struggle to survive or a struggle to get ahead, and everything's going to be difficult for you. You'll never be able to get ahead because you'll be in this loop of trying to survive. And truly, life is ever abundant, always in flow when we allow it to be that. And we've got to remember it's our thoughts and our feelings that are creating our lives. So if you feel life is a struggle or you have to struggle to survive, this is definitely for you. Let's disconnect from this. And you know, this is a huge collective consciousness. You know, Creator explained to me last year in 2013, as I have been being taught through these last couple of years a lot about the collective consciousness. And Creator told me that if you were to look at the belief systems of survival is a struggle or fear or suffering in the world, and let's say it's a fruit, then those belief systems in the collective consciousness would be the size of one of those big old watermelons we used to see all the time. And if you were to look at people that were plugged into the unconditional love and abundance, collective consciousness would be the size of a blueberry. So what we're doing is disconnecting from the collective consciousness of survival is a struggle or it's a struggle to survive. And if you look around the world, what percentage of people do you think is plugged into that belief system? What, 95% at least? I mean, what percentage of people on the planet are in true abundance and flow with life? It's a very, very small percent. So it's important for us to disconnect from this. And you might have done years of work on yourself, but if you haven't disconnected from the collective consciousness of this, it's still running like a virus on a computer. It's the same thing. It's a collective consciousness. It's in the back of your mind. It's running and you don't know how to unplug from it. Well, guess what? I have learned how to, and this is how. We're going to disconnect through the collective consciousness of struggling to survive and survival is a struggle so that you can really be in the flow. And then we are going to be connecting you into the blueberry of that unconditional love and abundance. And what happens with this, you know, if you've heard the 100th monkey syndrome, you know, these monkeys are on an island and one starts washing a sweet potato and going, this isn't crunchy. And he's really enjoying his sweet potato. So every day he goes down and washes his sweet potato. Then the monkeys around him start doing the same thing. The monkeys on the other island start doing the same thing also on the other side of this island because they're all collective consciousness. So when we all start unplugging from having to eat sand or having to struggle to survive, then it'll spread. And everybody else will start plugging into that collective consciousness of abundance and flow and that unconditional love. So let's do this for ourselves and for the planet so that your life can be much easier and that we can start seeing the planet change into this flow of abundance and this flow of love and freedom and joy and happiness and really being able to enjoy our lives and enjoy our creations free of continuing to create struggle to survive. So you ready? So we are going to be going through core life, past lives, genetics, and collective consciousness with us. So right now, what I'd like you to do is focus on your core life, and I'll be walking you through all the different ways. Do not drive or operate any machinery, okay?